All right, man. What's up? How's everyone doing? We went hard yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard as hell.
Yeah, hard as hell. This will be episode 173, but, you know, lately I think people have been enjoying the mixtape song of the week. And I just want to premise this. If you are listening to this podcast, you will hear it. If you're on YouTube, you eventually watch us, and you're not gonna hear this. So, just an added incentive for the people who are subscribing to the podcast on the audio tip. You got to get different treatments on different platforms. So,
yep,
here we go. What y'all know about this?
Still got it at home.
Church League champions.
Yep.
Shout out to Pac Div. Mike.
Great mixtape too.
Like and Be Young. Get fronted on. Quiet type people off the bus on this wall. Humble dude, never really got my stunting on. Humble don't see no, always get my hustle on. Never hit the weight room to get my muscle strong. Rather hit the blunt high, get my puffin' on. Remember back in high school, I never cussed my songs till I got cheated on. Thank God she's fucking gone. My college years, I was broke, couldn't study long. The next year, got kicked out, now I'm stuck at home. Mom and pop's looking at me like I've done them
still
wrong.
Work.
Lock myself up in the room in another zone. Daydreaming about this rap shit that I love so long. How can I get about this trap? I done stumbled on a grown kid home, sitting rocking on another phone. Stuck with it, now it's come along. Still, I remember I used to drive the Honda till I ran out of gas. Now I'ma push this E till I run out of class.
Whiplash,
whiplash,
whiplash.
Nah, I don't think that hurts.
Live from San Diego, it's the Jig Is Up podcast.
The jig is up, you bastards!
How you gonna tell me that I ain't been working? I got dirt on my collar and my lower back hurt. I might need a surgeon. I'm doing overtime and I ain't been paid a dime. This must be the grind.
What's up, big man?
Same old shit, just a bunch of nonsense in my life I can't fix. Like crooked police trying to plant drugs on me. Niggas in the street trying to plant slugs on me. It's
just another day as a young black male
trying to dodge a cemetery in an overpacked jail. Cause I'm not crazy, but they drive me crazy. And my only other option is to drive this day before. Get on the course and hopes that I can score. Shit, I'm 24, I shouldn't hope no more. That's why I thank the Lord that we all are on accord. I put the key in the ignition and the pedal to the floor. I used to drive the Honda till it ran out of gas.
All right. Push this E till it run out of class. Whiplash. We're going to go ahead and get the start. All right, MZ, hit that music.
Sound Crash Music.
Welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 173 of the Jig Is Up podcast. I'm trying to keep the energy up, man, because we had a lot of energy spent yesterday in a hot sun at the Barber Fest, which was a lot of fun. Did you guys have fun there?
Great time, man.
Great time.
I had a really good time. You
guys had a blast.
A grand time.
Met some new people.
Yeah. You know.
Great interviews. And yeah, man. You know. Vibe. Everything was cool.
Yeah.
Except the weather.
Yeah,
the weather wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Setting up some future interviews.
Future interviews, you know, people.
Check the temperature next time.
But anything that says August, you know, it's going to be hot.
You just got to get a portable fan.
Yeah, you know, you got to up the writer request, you know what I mean? Like, you just give me some water, water cooler with some, like, endless That's supply of water, you know, to keep going, you know, so, you know.
In a part of an air conditioner.
Man.
When I can hang around my neck.
Right?
That's what's up, man. But, you know, like I said, this is episode 173 of the Jig Is Up podcast. And you know me, I'm your host, yours, Marco, and I'm with...
It's your guy, M-Eazy.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blazing Mommy, looking like a motherfucking twin.
Nah, they ain't going to see this.
It's your boy, Kmart, a.k.a. Clutch, a.k.a. it was too damn hot yesterday.
I mean, we can still tell them y'all got the same shirt on.
All I know is I always post my little things.
Damn.
That shit was
If you guys check my IG, I may have it on my IG story.
We're all wearing the same color blue except for you.
Oh, that kind of rhymed.
Ooh, bars. Right
now. He don't got the same color blue. Kinda. He just got blue. That works.
All right.
Still
I got
blue.
White. Like the letters on your shirt.
So, all right, man. How's everyone doing, man? How's everyone doing today, the day after?
I'm tired.
I drained. Say, I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted. Okay.
But I feel good. Like, all yesterday right. was like, yeah. It was real dope.
Okay, so we ain't got no announcements because we ain't doing shit yet. So
are we? He's like, speak somebody for yourself.
Is. Oh, what you got up?
Not me.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, Kmart, right?
Yes.
You up next, my bad.
Oh, yeah. Portland.
Portland.
I'll be down there October 17th to the 20th.
Nike Town.
Nike Town.
Beaverton.
Definitely. I'm going to RetroCon and Portland, my first time. Because I've been going to Comic-Con for years, so this will be my second convention going outside of Comic-Con. So he's doing it, so hopefully there's less people and can interact and see some cool YouTubers and stuff and play some old school games. And I'm down, man. So I want to experience. So anybody living over there and stuff like that, can you guys hit me up with a places to go yeah. eat and shit? And you know,
food would not be a problem in Portland. There's food stops, food trucks.
Kmart is taking all invitations from any unicorns.
It I'm thinking all suggestions.
Calling all unicorns.
Believe me, yes.
Hey.
Unicorns announcements.
And he said food.
Yes.
But he got that beatbox.
Uh-oh. Beatbox. Yeah,
he'll feed you. He'll feed you if you feed him.
Yeah.
He'll lick everything off his plate. You know what I mean? So that's
facts.
That's what he's going to do. All right, man. As far as music, what are the vibes today? What y'all been vibing to this week?
Oh man, it's been a lot of albums came out.
Yeah,
the weekend. So, So
Little Brother.
That's the number one. We've been talking about that thing last week. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys think of it?
I enjoyed it. Picture This is my favorite song.
Man,
but I do like how they. Went back to all the people from the minstrel show. Mm-hmm. I got it invested. It was like Percy Miracle has passed away. I'm like,
no, Percy.
Percy died.
Yeah, I like how they did the transition with the skits to keep him going. I kind of like
Joe
that
Scudder.
Too. Yeah, Joe. Oh, yeah. Joe Scudder, man.
That was hilarious.
That was funny.
Joe Scudder's skit.
And then they said the Clifton Powell performing arts with School of Performing Arts. And for those who don't know who Clifton Powell is, he played as Pinky in Next Friday.
Yeah.
He also got his ass whooped by Kane in Menace to Society.
Yep.
And he was also Morris Chestnut's dad in The Brothers.
The Brothers. Oh, man.
Who smashed his girlfriend also, back then.
She was bad, man.
Also.
He pimp slapped Lawrence Tate down some stairs.
Oh, that's right. Hey, yo, someone got to give Clifton Powell his roses, man. That man's a legend. Clifton Powell's a legend, man.
Yes, he is.
Because he played out that sugar daddy. He's like, look, knuckle. Because the way he says nigga, he's like, knuckle.
Yeah.
No one can say nigga like, knuckle.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
It's like he eats fried chicken on the regular or something. With a fried chicken and a 40 or something like that.
Yeah. There was also, who else dropped? Jadena dropped as well.
Oh, yeah.
You into the Afro beats and
I
stuff like that.
I fucks with the song Tribe, his single.
Yeah. Rhapsody, of course.
Yeah, with Eve.
And then Young Jeezy.
Yeah,
Jeezy, excuse me.
Yeah, not Young Jeezy.
He ain't young no more,
nigga. You say that I'm young, nigga, I'll kill you. Nigga, you better know what it is. He don't fight no more.
Yeah. Was it Team 104 now?
Yeah, Team 104. He had Gary Vaynerchuk on the beginning of the album.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. Gary Vaynerchuk is officially like ingrained in hip hop forever now.
What's actually, sorry, I haven't listened to it yet, but it came out a couple days ago. Yeah. Rafael Saadiq. came out with a new album too. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it because I love all his latest projects because the man been working for over like 30 years and stuff, and even from R&B, different times, even from like, he has shit that sound from like, you know, 70s and the 60s and shit like that. Even like, dude, it could be, you play a song like your grandma will enjoy to it, you know what I'm saying? So I like that too as well.
Yeah, I don't know if they collab before, but I always pictured him and Solange getting together.
Mm.
That would be a great collaboration, actually.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Each other.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely see that happening.
Yep, so.
All right. Let's get into a little warm-up discussion topic. The geek realm. We all know that Sony and Disney had a divorce.
Yeah.
And they're going, you know, and Sony decided to take the kid home. Kid's mine. Didn't work out. So, how do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about Spider-Man being no longer in the MCU? As of now. Because things could change.
Sony.
Ooh, okay. He's coming out hot. Why fuck Sony?
Well, people since the position change, I think that's what the reason for it happening. I don't know the new man in charge, but I think he's the reason for saying, okay, well, you know, now we have leverage. You know, when you supposedly when their deal was up right now, they came back to negotiate. He had a chip on his shoulder, like, man. We just grossed the highest Spider-Man movie,
you know, in Sony history. So, yeah, I mean, it's very unfortunate too because, you know, it sucks for the fans, but I know everything's business and stuff like that. He got his 5 movies and stuff, you know, from Civil War, Infinity War, Endgame, and Spider-Man From Home, and then the latest 1-2 is from now. So
Homecoming
too as well. And then so they were like, okay, so we got like 5% last time and then you got your stuff, so now we want 50-50. And they're like, nah,
the truth is they really asked for 30.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's what they meant. They asked for 30.
Wow.
And they still say nah. And also too, they got a big buzz because of Spider-Verse, which is, you know, without Kevin Feige, they were like, damn, themselves. You know, we did good by ourselves without Kevin Feige. So now what's up? We got
this.
And
the crazy thing is Kevin Feige, I think they were trying to get a thing where Kevin Feige gets a writer credit or a producer credit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for Into the Spider-Verse?
For the next, you know, Spider-Man movies they do, because he's been behind the scenes for the last, like, all the way back to Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not getting nothing.
Yeah. He didn't want to put the credit on. He didn't want to put his name on there too, but he still wanted to be help involved. Like, he really wants the Spider-Man. But it's gonna be kind of weird now, because now it's like, okay, now you can't mention any of the past, you know, like you can't mention Tony Stark or anything like that.
Sure, like, they fucked up all the plans that they had.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Him being the heir apparent of
how do you guys feel about Stanley's daughter agreeing or siding with Sony,
saying that her father would want checks and balances with all the characters and all that stuff?
I don't know.
I'll be respectful, but I disagree with her.
Because she also said, you know, these companies in general didn't treat her dad fairly. So I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was this.
Because, I mean, that's Spider-Man's. I mean, that's Stanley's baby right there is Spider-Man. So that's like, it's a big thing. Like, they want to, you know.
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you think the Spider-Man entity can hold its own without being with Marvel?
Without being with Marvel? fuck it, nah.
Nah. I'm going to say yeah.
You think so? All right, what's your case?
It's possible.
Their next move of action, I would think, is to do the Spider-Man Venom collaboration. And then after that, you know, well, because they're already doing Carnage, but Sinister Six, Separation, or Maximum Carnage, Separation, Anxiety. Like, they can do all of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
They will have to be invested in the characters, and they will have to really love these characters that they're going to try to build in that separate universe.
Well, this is what I'm saying. If they're going to put money for a fucking Morbius movie, they better.
Morbius better. See, that's the thing.
These are better options than that Morbius movie.
Yeah, Morbius got to hit it out the park.
Yeah.
Morbius which is not.
He has to be, like, Morbius has to be successful. If it's unsuccessful, then Mickey Mouse would be coming sorry. Right back, like, oh, yeah. I told
Jared
you, Leto.
But it's
Jared Leto that's playing Morbius, right?
And this is just for now. Like, I mean, it's, things can change over, you know, the next year or so. So it'll take some time. Saying, but like, it's kind of unfortunate that, you know, it's for fans like, yo, like, are you serious? Like, but they planned it. They planned it out because they said, it, you know, just in case it might happen, that's why they made Far From Home. Like, they say it's a good chance that they probably won't get Spider-Man again, so that's why they kind of like.
Well, the thing I'm like solo Sony before Marvel came into the picture. Sony's 2-for-5.
Mm-hmm.
You like no? I'm being dead ass. Like,
I agree with you.
You 2-for-5, nigga. You only Spider-Man 2,
mm-hmm.
and what was
into
the other
Into the Spider-Verse or.
And Spider-Man 1. I'm talking about like
1-2.
Live action. I'm talking about Raimi. Yeah, I'm talking about live action from Raimi to Mark Webb shit.
Yeah.
2-for-5.
Yeah.
You're 2-for-5, bro. And for you to get, you know, don't get me wrong, Into the Spider-Verse is probably one of the best animated movies I ever seen.
At least could add something.
It's something because, you know, a lot of DC fans are like, hey, we still got our animation, so I'm not going to discount that.
That's right.
I'm not gonna discount that, but that's just one hit animation movie, that's and true. You're getting too big for your britches, Sony. Chill the fuck out.
That's what I'm saying. They feel
and you're plus, like, you're and, smelling and, yourself, and
all that. The video game, bro.
Oh yeah,
the video game
as well.
Yep, sold a lot.
Not to mention Venom did really well
commercially
too. Yeah,
it did well
despite
commercially.
The critics, you know, saying oh it's bad and stuff. I'm like, yeah, man, what the dude? Yeah, me
a bad score in Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. Yeah, we saw it. Me and Mark was money. Like, yo, but, I'm like, but come on,
it really matters for them.
Yeah, but they made money. They made money, but. The reason why I will say Spider-Man should be back in the MCU because the shit they got going on, they got motherfucking X-Men coming back. I want to see Wolverine and Spidey hanging out. I want to see Wolverine hanging out with the Fantastic Four.
I want to see him hanging out with Deadpool.
Yeah, hang out with Deadpool. Like, there's just a lot more.
Blade,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he interacted with all these other characters outside of his own little Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And it's cool just seeing him when he was in Endgame out there swinging on whatever, God of whatever the fuck he was swinging on, but he was swinging on some shit.
Right. Swinging the clouds.
And fighting off some aliens. And I know it's like Spider-Man Pierce is like, oh my God, Spider-Man don't kill, because they had that instant kill activated. And I think that turned off a lot of fans, like, oh, Spider-Man don't kill. I'm like, nigga, what are you going to do if a bunch of aliens going to come at you and try to eat your flesh away?
You said you gotta do something.
Shit, you gotta do something to defend yourself. So all these comic book
he don't kill
people,
humans, just aliens. You know?
Yeah, like he killed. At least he killed some aliens. He tried to say
they don't count.
Hey, we're not gonna stun him. Yeah. We're not trying to keep him alive. We're trying to he's done.
They trying to kill me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, all the villains are trying to kill them basically. Yeah. But we're trying to throw him in jail. No alions.
Aliens in jail.
Nah, you know. Bro. You gotta let them. You gotta.
You're gonna complain about Spider-Man like killing some aliens. Like, are you that invested in the fucking aliens? No, they're just there to die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, so we're mostly attached to these henchmen that Thanos had. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
We'll see infomercials about how they do it. The dogs.
Yeah. You're like, the animals. Do I need a guardian angel?
They have aliens.
Is your alien getting beat?
These are the killed and ravaged dogs of Thanos during the battle. You look how sad he looks because his owner has turned to dust. Now would you adopt one of these alien dogs? Call 1-800. We don't give a fuck. Let them motherfuckers die. Back to you, Charlie.
Aw, Charlie.
Yeah, it's so funny. I hate looking them in like 2 to 3 in the morning, seeing that. Oh, nope, change channel. Can't do it. I always have to change the channel on that shit, man. It's sad.
But yeah, I say Spider-Man stay in the MCU. I think the House of Mouse is going to figure it out. So I'm not, you know, Sony. I mean, you could try, but
I think it's one slip. That's it. I don't know.
Because I'm telling you, Morbius. Let's call it Morbius. If Morbius is unsuccessful, if it gets panned critically, and
which
it
I hope not.
Tanks commercially.
Yeah, we need it to tank commercially.
Mickey Mouse will come right back in Sony house like, what's up? Want to cut a deal, motherfucker? Like we told your ass, motherfucker. The baby's happier in this house.
The baby's happier.
Damn.
The kid is happier here. He has friends in here. He has Tony, even though he's dead. He has Steve. He's
spoiler alert. Even though he's dead. Spoiler alert.
He has Happy Hogan hit fucking his auntie. You know what I mean? He's happier here, damn it.
Maybe he don't want to come back.
That sounds terrible.
Well, at least he got his aunt in over there, so.
You know, but
and his school friends. So, yeah. I mean, that's about it.
Yeah, that's funny. I just wanted to have that take on it to get warmed up. But as far as the
shoot, Jonah Jameson just snitched on him. So
yeah, he went on InfoWars on
better
him
time
and shit.
To exit,
right?
But yeah, we go ahead and get it started off with the Nothing to Save segment. All right, man, this shit got black folks acting too damn fucking crazy.
Oh
man.
Boy,
Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. That's what it started off as, right?
Because mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A was like the uncontested king of chicken sandwiches.
It's still that.
It's still. What? It's still the uncontested
Continue
king?
With the story, please.
No, I'm saying. You said it started like that?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen others try to, like, include themselves
and fail.
Like Wendy's.
Yeah, nice try, Wendy's.
Oh,
nice
Wendy's. You saw that Wendy's is trying to get involved.
Yo, Bojangles trying to involve themselves in it.
No.
Roasted Bojangles because. They had a I ain't gonna lie, I don't even eat meat like that, but that chicken did not look appetizing whatsoever. Chicken looked dry as fuck.
I've had Bojangles.
The buns were like, it was struggle buns.
Their best thing is their
the fucking lettuce biscuits. Had like a little browning on the side and shit.
Oh,
like, this shit looked horrible.
It's not fresh.
I'm pretty sure Bojangles deleted that pig because Black Twitter, they fucking roasted that sandwich.
Oh, man.
They should roast the name. Nigga, like, what the fuck?
I couldn't believe it. Pulling up, I was like, Bojangles? Yes. But have quick question. Have anybody had the Popeyes sandwich yet?
We have.
Today.
Oh, y'all had it?
Oh, y'all had a chance to get a sandwich?
Okay, check this out. I had it before the hype.
You had it before the hype. Crazy. Okay.
It's legit though, right?
Out of hand and all that, huh?
It's legit, right?
Yeah, it's legit.
Okay.
It's good. It's fire, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's so funny now, like, Popeye lines are like In-N-Out lines.
Did you get the spicy chicken or the regular?
I actually bought both when I was there. look, it was crazy as I was, I went to grab the food for me and Dashe. She had an order.
I had an order.
I was like, you know what? Let me get them chicken sandwiches too. Cut them in half so me and her could try both of them.
Uh-huh.
And they was both good. Like,
so
I was
like,
which one you want? I was like, give me two. Like, give me classic and spicy.
So yeah. Like, is it worth the wait? Is it worth waiting in line?
I don't know about
like,
all this crazy stuff going on.
Is it worth like hopping in the
chicken sandwich?
Like drive-in windows and shit and fight people? Like,
nah.
Is it?
Nah.
They're just throwing like, oh my
and
God. It's so many
like
videos now.
That story could not, it can't be true. Like, y'all had a chicken sandwiches and hop in the window and start fighting?
Hey,
bro.
Yo, have you seen the pictures of these workers, homie? They were comparing the flu game. It's like Michael Jordan flu game versus the employee who made like 348 sandwiches.
Oh, that is stupid.
Yo, yeah, you saw that though? Like,
was it a picture of like an employee holding the other employee?
No, nah, she was just like on the bench, just like slumped.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she.
Yeah.
Yo, like,
dude, I seen that picture.
I feel sorry for Popeye's employees.
That's
bro.
The same thing I was thinking, man. It is
it's
to all the Popeye's employees, I am so sorry.
Yeah, me too, man.
Like, that is like, you have to deal with it. I don't say, fuck this shit. I'm leaving, dude. It's like, I can't do it. After all this crazy and shit and people fucking
you think
throwing bags and shit and going through drive-through lines,
jumping in windows.
Like, no, there's no more chicken sandwiches. What the fuck you mean? Bitch, there's no more chicken sandwiches. Like, straight up. Like,
I'm telling you, like, if I ever worked in a restaurant like that, a nigga hopped in there, I'm like Rorschach, nigga. I'm throwing hot grease in your face.
Oh, my God.
You're going to jail.
I'm throwing hot grease. Hey, self-defense.
No, you're not. You're not going to no jail. Dude hopped in the window to get
He hopped in the window. Fuck that.
Hey, you
come
in this
nigga.
Window.
Come through.
Come
in
this window.
You hit it with the frying
cage. Whatever is being thrown at you is what you catch it. Like,
you hit it with the frying like cage somebody, and shit like pow.
It's like somebody coming in your home.
Yep.
Somebody
pretty much. What? All right. Bet.
You can't sock him. You can kick him and sock him. Like,
you're
going to drive through. Bow. There you go. with clean shot.
Like, I tried to hit him with, what was it look like? A fucking
broom. It was a broom. It was like a broom that you get from the 98 cent store. You know what I mean? That broom ain't going to do shit.
And the way they was using it was trash.
Like, you could tell it was an old lady who was wielding the broom. She's like, get on out of here.
Oh my God.
She was treating him like a damn. She was. Like
a raccoon.
Like a raccoon. And niggas was acting like coons for these fucking chicken. Like, get on out of here, y'all. Coon ass nigga. His ass.
Damn, dude, but they really like when it's sold out, they get pissed.
Oh,
like,
bro,
that is stupid.
Like, that is retarded.
Okay, well, first of all, that's dumb as fuck. But I think also because it's like the fact that people are waiting in line for like a long amount of time. Imagine you coming up there after waiting in line for an hour, which is stupid as fuck. But waiting in line for an hour, and they'd be like, "Oh yeah,
and we had the sandwiches."
Instead of like, I would have just been like, "Once this out, like, make an announcement, like, yo, like, there's no," because that's what everybody.
Or every time
is there
somebody
for.
Come up to make their order, we out, or just put
the damn sticker on there. It says sold out over the damn sandwich, and you guys have your own.
Over the sandwich.
You know, you gotta have it one side. Like, there's no on like a name or anything like that. You have it, you know.
We know why you here.
No more. Yeah.
My only thing with that sign, that the little sticker to put over the sandwich, people still gonna ask. They still gonna act like they don't see it.
I know that
sticker right there. But are y'all still got any sandwiches?
Like, why don't y'all just put a drumstick in between two buns?
Or put it right in the counter and says, "We're sorry, we're sold out," on a big ass sign or something.
Let me get
that.
Some chicken strips and some buns.
And like I said, like I told my homies before, like, I do not have a chicken in this cockfight that's going on with all these. I don't have a horse in this race, man. I'm just observing how people are just acting.
That's entertainment for you, basically.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
I'm a vegan. Look at these guys.
That's stupid.
It's interesting. Look at these guys fighting for me.
I already had the sandwiches before this even blew up like that. I'm like, I'm sitting there like, all right.
Yeah, see, you can hit them. You can hit
crazy for nothing.
You can definitely hit them
with the popcorn.
With the hipster talk. You know, like, yo, I did this before it became popular, you motherfucking bandwagon motherfuckers.
Yeah, hella bandwagon and shit.
Yeah, and then with me, like, honestly, like, especially for the most part, I've been trying to get on my keto and stuff. So since I knew we were talking about it today, I was like, okay, let me see. Not let me see what the hype is about, but like, let me have a say, you know, let me try it so I can make my comparison, because I know you're going to be talking about both.
You see what the hype is about? Yeah.
So I actually went, mm-hmm. and the line was fucking long as fuck. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm not going here. I went to the one over there off of Plaza. So then,
that's the one I went to.
So then I ended up going to the one over there off of Palm, and the line in the drive thru was long, but to get in, like, I don't think it was that busy inside, but there was no parking. I was like, I gotta go to work. I ain't got time for this. So I went to work, and then my coworker. He was like, oh, I had told him, I was like, oh, I was trying to get us some sandwiches, and he was like, oh, are you trying to go? I was like, no, I ain't trying to go. Yeah. So he ended up going, he went to three different Popeyes, and he mm-hmm. ended up coming back. So he got two for him.
How long did it take him?
Shit, 3 hours.
Let's just say that he left about maybe like 2:15 and got back to work like at 4.
Yo, they were treating
him. Hopefully my boss ain't listening to this because
he watched a movie.
They're treating this shit like Jordan releases. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Did you hear about you saw the thing about the two guys who they wait like early in the morning?
Yeah.
And they bought like all the sandwiches and stuff like that.
And they tried to flip them?
And they tried to flip them and nobody didn't buy them. Damn sandwiches.
Stupid as fuck. Like, nobody gonna want some fucking cold ass sandwiches.
Yo, give me that $1,000 chicken sandwich for $1,000, homie. I gotta have it. Hey, that's what the fuck they get, man.
Yeah,
I hope they got a big ass fridge.
Not only that, because you know they probably try to upsell it too. But right, it's like,
yeah, $20. How much are the chicken sandwiches anyway?
They were $5. No, $4. Yo, so $3.99.
Oh, they gonna say like $10 to $15. $15 a sandwich.
Yeah, they're literally
bucks.
$4.
I just funny bucks. Imagery in my head. Can you imagine some homeless dude like Mr. Society coming to you? Like, yo, I got these chicken sandwiches, man.
Yo.
Hey, I got that shit right here.
Hey, you know. If he's successful, God bless him.
Yo, man, you want these chicken sandwiches, man? I'll suck your dick.
Oh, no.
Is it worth the chicken sandwich?
Right?
A progressive gangster would think it would be.
Nah, I wouldn't take nothing from his dirty.
Yeah, hands. But yeah, so they didn't sell any, so they had like over, I forgot, like 50 sandwiches or something. Like that. Like two big leftovers. Ass bags.
And,
so.
And how do you guys feel about like the word of mouth was the craziest like it has ever been, and that, you know, approximately like it was about $24 million worth of free advertising that Popeyes didn't have to do.
Yeah, you have celebrities.
Yeah, and can you imagine being a shareholder of Popeyes right now?
Oh, Woo! Man. Ooh, boy. Boy.
You got stock in Popeyes, man. As soon as I been into the sandwich, that would have been the first thing I did.
Got to start investing.
Sounds like. All right, I gotta invest in this Popeyes real quick.
Yeah.
That Popeyes dumb high right now.
and also another question too, is the sandwich, it's not like a limited time like the McRib or anything like that. That been in there, right?
No, but I feel like that might be something that they might do.
I think it was there like 2 months prior.
Yep. Okay.
Word has it has been there 2 months.
Because I was gonna, it was a limited time, or just, that's just like a regular damn sandwich that they made some changes. Hey, and it just popped up.
I'll just say for the sake of their employees and their safety, these
things
out here,
they should make that a limited time.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
get these employees marked out here for some chicken sandwiches.
Unemployment is gonna be high in Popeyes. Like, man,
can you
fuck
imagine
this
going
shit.
To the judge? You face the judge, and the judge is like. You're about to do 25 to life over some fucking sandwiches before he slammed that gavel and give you 25 to life without a possibility of parole because you just wanted some damn sandwiches.
How the hell are you going to explain that in the cell? Like, man, what you in for?
Oh, niggas already know your rap sheet before you go in.
A chicken sandwich.
Oh, yo, that's that nigga who, that's the chicken killer right there. That's the chicken killer right there.
That's stupid.
Damn. 25 to life with some chicken.
Hell to the
Could
nine.
Be me. Not I.
The table plan.
Not I.
Just calling that nigga stupid.
Oh, man. Dude, you're a vegan too? Oh, man. You got that, man.
I'm just sitting watching
that'll
the shit show.
That'll be the headlines. Former vegan chicken killer.
An impossible chicken sandwich.
Well, you know what? KFC's working on chicken nuggets with Beyond Beef. Well, Beyond Meat company right now.
You hear me though? I said Popeye's doing an impossible chicken sandwich.
Oh, god damn.
Oh, gosh. We're going to see Marco jump in the windows.
Hey, you got that impossible chicken sandwich, nigga. I'm about to kill somebody, boom.
Man.
You better give me my damn sandwich, nigga.
Don't do it. Please don't.
Nah.
You're going to be on the podcast asking people, hey, if anybody knows where I can get a chicken sandwich, you're going to be bags under his eyes. Like, I really would like one right
I
now.
I need that work.
You sound like one.
I smoke rocks. Anybody got some chicken sandwiches? I got only two of them. I need them now. But who are you guys saying that? You think Popeyes is just that hot one on the street right now, or you think Chick-fil-A is gonna, you know, right and make it out?
Because
you can't forget Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, I mean, it kind of started
got that service, bro.
You know, the service.
You can't. That A1. A1 service. You know, they give you that sweet ass lemonade. Possibly one of the sweetest lemonades I ever tasted in my life. And that's second to the fucking burger joint that I went to back in my meat eating days in Hawthorne. That was one of the sweetest pink lemonade I ever tasted in my life.
What?
Fabulous Burger.
Oh, what? Oh, Fabulous Burger.
Was it Fabulous Burger?
No,
or
it
B&R?
I think it was B&R.
B&R, okay.
Oh.
B&R. Shout out to them.
That shit would get you diabetes off one sip.
The black owned restaurant, B&R Burgers. Yeah.
Fuck, honestly, man. My favorite lemonade, be honest with you, is actually from Denny's. And I don't know why they put crack in it and stuff like that. Every time I go to Denny's, I ask them, can I have a pitcher of lemonade? You wake up, no, I want a pitcher. Because I'm going to keep asking you for multiple refills. Give me a pitcher. That's all I want.
You know
what's crazy?
Go ahead.
I do half lemonade, half fruit punch at Popeyes.
Damn.
That's my favorite.
Damn.
I usually just get the sweet tea.
Sweet tea?
Yeah, sweet tea's good.
Y'all wild.
The thing that's been like cracking me up are these fucking memes.
Uh-huh.
Like
R. Kelly one?
No, I didn't see that one.
They have R. Kelly from the interview.
He was like,
they put him behind the counter.
Shit. Yeah.
And he has a Popeyes hat on.
Y'all killing me.
Hey, that's perfect though.
Or the meme with the Popeyes worker and that one Pornhub video that everybody's like, yo, they make a bomb chicken sandwiches.
Oh my god. No, mine's the one that where they're relating. They're trying to relate them to like justify cheating. The one, like, for instance, there was one that said, all the women that ran to try Popeye's chicken sandwich, even though you know Chick-fil-A is a great sandwich, and is consistently good. Don't ever ask a man why he cheated ever again. You know the answer now.
That's funny.
Wow. Damn.
That is hilarious.
Damn.
Did y'all see the one where the Chick-fil-A worker went to Popeyes and bought a sandwich?
No.
Oh, yeah, what?
He stood in line and everything.
Real? It was like,
I don't know if it was real, but he had his
he had the uniform on and shit.
Yeah,
he had the uniform on,
bro.
Yeah, we gotta hit up Amelia. Like, yo, how's it looking in Chick-fil-A?
I know.
Damn,
you know what I mean?
Throwing up the C's,
and then at the end of the video, because
oh, P's versus C's.
Oh my god,
niggas banging on each other, homie.
Chick-fil-A is with the C's.
Chick-fil-A, nigga.
Popeyes, nigga.
Pyrus and Crips.
Oh my god.
No, no. It's like if Popeyes a chick. But they got along. They party on me down by the end of this.
Clock, 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 clock.
They be like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Nah, nigga. Clock, 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 clock. Shit.
Paca.
So stupid. Nah, but the sandwich was, it was bomb, though. It was hella buttery and yummy. The spicy one. Sorry, that sandwich was bomb. But I would never stand in line ever for it.
It's buttery.
It was buttery.
Buttery.
It was like buttery and velvety and velvety.
There goes her keto diet.
Down the drain.
That sound like drugs.
It sounds like just having drugs.
Mm.
So buttery.
Unless
you breaking it down like
a commercial. Because I meal prepped last night.
Where's the music?
I have my food.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, I just added. No, the vibe ain't working.
Just add the music to it.
Yeah. But it ain't working.
Buttery.
That's a fail. But anyway, continue.
I got meal prepped and everything, but I was just like, fuck it, I'm about to risk it all.
Fuck this meal prep.
Just for content purposes.
Hold it down, pause. I got a chicken sandwich to buy.
I didn't buy that shit.
No. Hey, more power to you then.
Yeah, man.
And it was what? You said it was
buttery. I don't know, but buttery. Hey, but you know what?
What was the other words you said?
Buttery.
But shout out to your coworker though, because I'm like, hey, I'm gonna get some chicken sandwich. Nigga, I'm gonna be gone for 2 hours. So I'm gonna fuck out of there.
He was like, I'm smart. I'm about to go order off of Uber Eats or whatever. That shit said, nah, like,
nah, bro. It ain't happening.
Nah. You gotta bring.
Damn, that's hilarious. They said got no pickups. They're still searching.
Yo, like, he go to check out and say, nice try.
Yeah. Yeah, Uber Eats was like,
stupid. I'm not gonna let you get the chance.
Stupid.
I'm not gonna let you get the chance.
You order me from Popeye's list and you have the chicken sandwich and you keep nobody's gonna take it. Then you finally put the order like, no chicken sandwich.
Stupid. Okay, I'm not gonna let you get the chance.
No chicken sandwich. You got one person coming and getting your order right now.
All right, man. Have you done cooking chicken?
I just want to hear what, other than buttery, what
other descriptive words that you
I
have?
Said oh, jeez. Buttery, it was velvety.
Velvety?
I knew I heard velvety.
Velvety.
I knew I wasn't tripping.
Velvety.
Velvety.
Define velvety.
Word of the day.
Velvety.
Velvety.
The spicy one. The spicy one. Spicy. Velvet
flavor?
Velvety.
Mm-mm-mm.
Velvet, like.
What a chicken
velvet.
Sandwich.
Are you checking it?
I'm just going to do a definition of velvety of this adjective that you're describing this chicken sandwich.
Crispity.
Crispity, velvety,
crunchy, velvety.
It was real crispity, spicy. Crunchy.
Did it also snap, crackle, and pop too? Like what's going on?
Crunchy, crunch.
Velvety, right, though.
But I think we've been cooking this chicken too long, man. We're gonna have to get started with the NSA to keep it moving along.
I don't know. I'm stuck on velvety, dog.
But we have to move on, though.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. Here you go.
Damn, son, where do you find this? This is a podcast. That's a service.
I'm just thinking it'll be like another version of the Luther, just with velvet cake bun.
Oh, bro.
They call it the Freddie Jackson or something.
the Freddie Jackson.
Yo, niggas was acting like that since the Luther, and that was on the Boondocks.
The Luther's
that is like the real life. Yo.
The Luther's, that's a real sandwich.
the Popeye's chicken, it's the real Luther. Got niggas going crazy. But this day in SA, come alive anyway. Beatboxing music.
Oh.
That man's a magician.
Well, it goes along with this NSA, so
he's able to eat the box and beatbox at the same time.
No.
And when he goes to Japan, he gonna want that bento box.
Oh, I do have some bento boxes at the crib. So.
Oh, really?
Well, actual bento boxes.
Is that the derogatory name for Japanese women now? Bento boxes? Yo, I got me a bento box at the house, nigga.
Yo. You might have trademarked that. In between those, you put that on Twitter, it's gonna go spread like wildfire.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Destiny.
What's up, y'all?
You guys ready
for this NSA?
What's good with the NSA?
Nah, we ain't ready, but hit us.
Okay, so yesterday, I'm still happy about yesterday. Yesterday was pretty dope.
Okay.
It was buttery yesterday.
It was buttery.
We were being buttery, melted like some damn buttered ball turkey. Baking in the sun.
Sizzling. Jeez.
Sauteed.
Damn.
Shit. Okay, so.
And all y'all got a tan except for me. It's a bullshit.
You said got a tan?
Yep. Yeah, everybody got a 10.
So you him. My complexion right now.
So shout out to, gosh, I forgot their names, but How to Barber.
Bebo.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask.
Bebo.
I immediately was thinking of the whatchamacallit. So you know what I'm talking about? Bebo. And I was like, I was gonna say that, but whatever. Anyway, so him.
Joe Flano.
So.
Yeah, I call Bevel. Yep. I call him Bobito. Because so I could relate to him to the hip hop legend Bobito. Oh.
So I had asked a question, which I asked everyone pretty much that we interviewed yesterday. Mm-hmm. I asked, how do they feel when a client cheats on them with another barber? So anyway, somehow down the line, they had asked me, or no, you came up with the, what did you say?
I said, do you guys recognize that you have a hand in Hot Boy Summer? The way you guys line them up and the guys go out there and women just find them hard to resist when they had that nice clean edge up or line up or.
Thank you, barbers.
So it brought me to ask a question to whoever was listening. And I tried to do my polls and questions and stuff on Sunday, but obviously we was occupied. Mm-hmm. So I did it late today, but I did still get some people who participated. So I asked the question to our listeners, and when I asked both. So the women I asked if they needed guys
to keep
to
a
be,
fresh edge up, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
On, let me see.
And you asked the men.
Yes.
Does it matter if she shaves or not?
Yeah. Can you?
I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm breaking it down. So the ladies, I asked, does he need to keep that edge up fresh?
Uh-huh.
And the options were yes, stay ready with the drooly emoji. And then the other was like, nah, I'll still beat though, which is something that I said yesterday. And it was 75% that said yes and only 25% that said no.
Shout out to the ones that say no. They don't understand the pressure it is to keep a nice lineup on a weekly basis.
Yes.
He's be struggling out here. You have a hairline that is still going strong.
Why do you think I'm wearing a hat today?
Because you thought you was going to get cut yesterday. So you were
That's why I'm wearing a hat.
That's what I'm saying. Because you were prepping for it, right?
He was
prepping to be a model because last year he was a model.
My guy was left at the altar.
Hey, but shout out to Albert because last year he won as Kenlin being his model.
He was supposed to be the defending champ, but
Yeah. Oh no, he conquered. He's good. He's like, oh, I'm done.
You supposed to come back second time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I didn't care who was the barber. I wanted to get a haircut and looks dope. So
yeah, no, I feel it. But yeah, so with that, apparently more ladies feel like fellas, you got to stay fresh. Me personally, obviously, you guys know my answer, especially if you listen to the previous episode once it releases. I said that you don't have to stay fresh, but on occasions, it would be nice, especially if you get married on your wedding day, because we spoke about Steph Curry
taking pictures.
And how that he gives no fucks. But I feel like that's cool and all, but like on a special day like that, I'm gonna need you to do something out of the ordinary. Confidence
right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's one in a few.
Yeah, exactly.
That shoots a shot and makes it there almost every time.
Shooting for full court.
He hella got that ugly shot though. But anyway, okay. So then bang, I flipped it and I asked the fellas,
"What's the shot?
Does it matter if she waxes or shaves or not?" And then yes was 44% and no was 56%. So with that being said, I want to know what y'all think, because I didn't ask it. I didn't flip it there because we were mainly obviously talking about the men. So I want to know, what are your guys' thoughts on that? I know two of you guys are in a relationship, but y'all can still answer.
Mr. Beatbox Eat Music, would you like to go first?
I will not incriminate myself by answering this question. I'm going to pass.
Personally, no,
I'm playing.
At Mr. Beatbox himself. you know, they actually don't mind, you know, as long as it's, you know, neatly trimmed and stuff. And at least as long as they're good hygiene and stuff,
don't mind the little triangle design or the landing strip?
Oh, yeah. The crop circles and stuff. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's cool. It's fine. I mean, because you don't want to like, because if they wear something like a bikini or anything, you want nothing sticking out or shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They got to cut that shit. But I mean, you know, because back then, you know, I didn't want no hair in my food, but. You know, it's.
But now you'll still eat the Starburst with the wrapper on it, huh?
Yeah, you know. I mean, no, you just got me.
What? No, the Starburst with the what?
The wrapper in it.
Oh, I thought you were saying. Yeah, like,
but
no,
nah, man. They can man up and Starburst shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, isn't kids on hair or something like shit? Fuck yeah, shit. Like, you know? As long as you satisfy her and you guys are good in the mood and shit, that's what matters.
Yeah, it's
wait,
cool.
What did you say, in the booty?
No, not in what? The mood.
Oh, I was like,
jeez.
Like, damn, Kmart.
No, I'm not. Hey, no, I ain't turning to Kevin Gates now or anything like that. No.
Yeah, you did.
Did you? Wait, did you?
I saw him.
Volume down?
I don't know what happened. But
yeah, I just went out.
I hit it back. I don't know.
No, I'm saying when you're all in the mood and stuff like that. Mm.
You're a booty goon. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
So you're
AKA that nigga in the back, AKA the booty goon.
Bro. He who stands in the dark.
Booty goon.
Nah, but I get you, K.
Yeah.
You know, you drop a nail later on the floor and some little hair on it. It's no problem. I get it.
I get it, man.
Okay, Mr. 5-second rule. Okay.
Dude, you blow it off for good luck and praise God. Like,
hell no, nah, that shit's
pray
sticky.
To God to bless the food before I eat it.
Like the one you saw, Ha Ha David.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When she kicked that shit was funny as fuck. But when he picked it up, put it back together and went to eat it, I said,
and she smacked it again.
And
yeah.
She smacked that shit.
I'm sorry.
Shit,
you ain't kicking my food and you gonna survive No.
Especially because you know his ass stood in line for like 3 hours for that shit. Just
I probably
would have
picked
it
up and threw it in her face. Smacked it in her face like, you crazy? Like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm pulling the prank on her. Mm. Right, she falls asleep on the couch. I'm just putting her hand on a warm cup of water.
She will not successfully eat for the whole week. I don't care if it's a bowl of cereal. It gets smacked off the table, out her hand, whatever it is.
Like,
I'm going to let her know, eat something safe. And I'm going to smack the shit out of it as soon as you start to eat it.
if it's an entire week. If it's a candy bar, I'm smacking it.
I don't care what it is.
Rice cake, nigga.
Wow.
Damn. You said cereal though.
Bowl of cereal.
A bowl of cereal
is going everywhere.
That's the first thing I picture.
Nigga, who gonna clean it up?
Milk.
I would gladly clean it up.
No, she gonna clean it up because she kicked.
Oh, that's even more fucked, dude. That's even more fucked up.
Nah, this is not fucking.
Nigga, she kicked the food out your hand while you trying to eat it.
But yeah, you slap the cereal bowl of milk and shit on her. You gotta clean that shit up. You want her to clean that up?
So if she's the one that started the whole fiasco, does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If it's milk or something, yeah. I don't care if it's cereal. Oatmeal, fruit.
Not oatmeal.
Watermelon. I don't care. It's going on the floor.
Corn and soda fries.
Yo, okay, wait, I might just take that and run and eat it myself, though.
Nah,
actually,
I saw that in high school. Somebody brought some carne asada fries. You know, he was like, "Oh, you don't want that." And the guy was like, he was faking it. So he was about to do it. So he's like, playing around. Like, I'm joking. But he tipped it and then it went flat. Like, it turned over and went straight on the ground.
Oh, that's
like,
a
yeah. Oh, he got beat up. He did get beat up, and then that's when all the
security. Yeah, man. Let's get back into the subject we were talking about.
Yeah. So what was that question we were supposed to answer?
So the question was,
well, I'm down mines, but yeah, that's all on y'all.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the question?
It was about.
So do you guys mind? Like, does it matter if she shaves or waxes or not?
Go ahead, Marco.
I mean, like,
I plead the fifth.
Well, my girl, she waxes, so.
So?
So if she doesn't, would it be an issue?
It's human nature. You know, sometimes it's hair going to grow back, and, you know, I still handle my business regardless, you know. That's when you know that you're in a relationship. Like, you ain't going to let no, like, little extra strands of hair scare you.
Extra strands of hair.
A little
prickly down there, but it's all love. Still love you, girl. You know?
I don't mind it.
I think, like, when you're in your
jungle
20s,
love, it's nothing
like
wrong
when you're in your
20s, love.
When you're in your 20s, that shit would like scare you. Like, oh my god, girl, when the last time you shaved? Man, like,
goddamn.
But when you get in your 30s, it's like, come on, let's go, yeah, homie.
It scared me before either, though. I used to just be like, all right, I'm Tarzan, you Jane, and it's been some months since we shaved.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So what's up with the fresh lineup. So, like, how do you feel about fresh lineups? Oh, yeah, you said that you still.
She said, I still beat though.
She still
beat though. Yeah, like I said, you don't need to stay fresh all the time. I don't fucking care.
Thank God.
But.
That's stupid.
I really don't matter to me. But, yeah, like, you know, you want to look presentable when it's a special occasion or,
When you go outside.
No, you could go outside looking bummy. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean?
Looking rough.
Yeah, baby be looking rough and shit. It's like, I still fuck, so it really don't matter.
Dang,
it
savage.
Don't matter. But the
this
reason
is
why
really I, one of the guys.
The reason
She's
why I asked about the girls
pretty much.
Was because, obviously, for the guys, that's everybody sees that because it's on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And for the women, obviously, it's not. But the reason why I asked is because it obviously has to do with hair as well.
Grooming.
And I've seen guys and heard guys on social media and in person say that, oh yeah, if she, you know, she got hair down there, I ain't going down and blah, 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 you know, all that bullshit. And I'm just like, man, they the same people that still eat that shit. Be like, oh, sorry, I got some hair.
Fuck it.
I haven't shaved. I'd be like, oh, I haven't shaved. I don't care. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, shout out to the niggas in the 90s because I know they all were doing that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid.
Do not matter.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucking
bitches. It was all game.
Yep. Eating the cat, coming up with hair balls.
Oh, back in my day, nigga, we eat coochie with the hair all over the place. You soft ass niggas.
Soft.
Man up. Eat up. Nigga, I used to cough from hair balls, nigga. What's wrong with
you?
While he's saying that, he's coughing another one up.
Yeah, nigga, that was your auntie, nigga. You need to kick it with your uncle.
That's the hairball I kept since 96.
You know what?
Yeah, nigga, that was back in 96 when the freak nick was going down in Atlanta before they shut it down.
Oh,
hey,
man.
They brought that shit back this year.
Yeah, it's not quite the same, but
nice try.
Yeah, it's an attempt. But anything else for the NSA?
Not really. I guess to wrap up. Hey, fellas, apparently more women want you to stay fresh than others. And on the flip side, for the women, guys don't really care if you're not groomed down there.
But don't get reckless or get too drunk.
Right. Don't get fucked up. Don't get it fucked up.
You see a scary movie too?
Don't get it fucked up.
There's shaving, there's waxing, and there's laser.
There's sugaring too.
Sugaring? What's sugaring?
It's like waxing, but instead of wax, it's literally sugar.
Sugar?
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's called sugar. It's called sugaring.
Sugar.
The more you know.
What about foaming? That Nair shit that has like the hair.
Oh, Nair. Shit. I used to use Nair back in the day. That shit smelled nasty, but it worked. It did. It smelled so weird. And it was lotion. That's what it was. It was like a pink type of lotion. So there's plenty of ways to.
The more you know.
It. Yep, the more you know.
The more
but
you
I like
know.
Any. Oh, no, that's a little TMI.
No, go ahead, say it.
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say here.
Well, because I mean, I know you're it's in a like kind of weird, but yeah. Like when you get when they wax you, well, because there's two types. There's a Brazilian and there's a bikini. Bikini is obviously just your bikini line. So when you throw on your bikini, everything outside is what gets waxed. Brazilian is everything.
Yeah, no pricklies.
Yeah, everything is gone. And if there are little strands of hair, they literally pluck it out. So you're like smooth as a baby, but unless you get, you know, it's styled, like you guys said, landing strip and all that. But then they also flip or you
a triangle.
You also lay on your back and you hold your legs up and they strip your booty.
They strip the booty.
They strip the butthole. So I feel like with shaving, I don't know how that's gonna. Like, do you like stand in the mirror and kind of not say some? Who, some women have shaved their
the question is who?
Some this question is have. For
who? No, I'm just saying. Like, as far as like, I prefer wax over shaving.
Okay.
So yeah, just saying.
If, I bet you like women feel like little babies too. Like they get the wax, they got to like lay on their back and put your butt up.
Yeah, you literally do. You're in the baby pose, like you know in yoga.
Yeah, the baby pose.
Yes, instead of grabbing your toes, you're grabbing your thighs.
Oh, I'm ready.
Shout out to the yoga folks.
Shout out to all the yogis out there. Keep doing that downward dog, chaturanga.
Yoga fire.
Doing your Ujjayi breaths
yoga
and all
flame.
That.
Yoga flame.
But man, let's go ahead and close it out with the shout outs and parting words, because I know it was a short turnaround time for us to do two back-to-back shows like this, and I know that takes a lot of, it's a grueling process. So go ahead, Kmart, go ahead, send us off with a, you know, do what you do.
Oh yeah, shout outs to me.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to my lady Dashe. And shout out to everybody at the Barber Fest that came and sat down with us.
All right.
And shout outs to. Nah, go ahead. It was fuck with you.
No, go ahead.
No, I just did that to throw him off.
Shout out to Kmart.
To throw him off. You said shout out to who?
Shout out to Kmart.
Whoever that guy is.
He's talking about the booty goon, right?
I'll give you a hint. He's on your right.
Shout out to. Also, shout out to people, to everyone at the Barber Fest. Shout out to Kay for inviting us for a second year in a row.
Yep.
Much appreciated. Shout out to those that sat down and fucked with us, you know, gave us some of their time just to talk shit, you know, shoot the shit. Shout out to one of our potential guests. Stay tuned. And shout out to my coworker for hooking me up with that, for standing in that long ass line to get me.
Believe me, I'm pretty sure he's happy considering he's not going to the works. I'm pretty sure that's a fair trade.
That shit crazy.
That's a new Target that's about to open up, an Adidas discount in Spring Valley.
Oh man, it's gonna get real hood real soon.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna be seeing a lot of niggas running out of that Ross,
going to rallies.
Oh yeah.
Fucking rallies.
Well, that was because you're talking about where the big K's at in the Sears Essentials. Yes.
And well, not anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, it used to be, yeah. It's going to be a Target now? Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. I just had some parting words for the Colts fans.
Oh, my God. Man, fuck them, dude.
Like, y'all, like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? The man.
Oh, these parting words. Okay.
The man wanted to retire with his health intact. He's 29 years old, Andrew Luck has a whole life ahead of him. He's a smart man. He already comes from a rich and wealthy family background, so he doesn't have to continuously take this beating. Yes, his first 2 years, Andrew Luck was running around like he was fucking Cam Newton, going heads up with linebackers, DBs, anybody you name it, he wanted all the smoke. 2 years later into his NFL career, he realized, I don't want this smoke because it's just starting to hurt. But unfortunately, Jim Irsay or anyone else in his organization did not give him the necessary pass protection that he needed. And for what he has done with the Colts, you know, being the successor of Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. he did a damn good job. I hated him when I was an SC fan. He was with Stanford. I hated playing against him when the Raiders played against the Colts. But overall, our game recognized game. Andrew Luck, I don't know if he'll be a Hall of Fame because of his early retirement, but he is a damn good quarterback. And Indy, y'all tripping.
Yeah.
You know,
y'all need to boo his ass.
And I'm glad that Jim Irsay let him have all that money because he didn't give that man protection for the rest of his career. Like, on some real shit. And he was being honest with himself. And I think I just wish him a happy retirement.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Going into football, I know it's going to upset some fans. It's going to upset some fantasy owners, but fuck him. You know, it's your life, Andrew. So go ahead and live it to the fullest.
And plus, in fantasy, y'all can find any quarterback to replace it. That's not a big deal. It's not like you're losing your running back and shit.
Yeah,
you know, or elite wide receiver. So.
Still Raiders, though.
Of course. Oh, of course.
You know, I had to sneak that one in there. And then,
messing with it.
Yeah,
I'm not with it, but I was.
I
need you to get on that soundboard.
I don't know. You just said to this day. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Damn.
To this day.
Yeah. Raiders
to this day.
Thank you, Deontay. What was I about to say? Oh, and shout outs to Bebo, Joe Flano, Omar, Kmart. Not Kmart. Kops.
Shout out to me, folks.
God damn it. Yes.
Yeah, Kmart.
Motherfucker.
The store.
The store.
That hell yeah.
So long in Spring Valley.
That's no longer in Spring Valley. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Shout out to
whatever.
K the Barber, K Cuts Barbershop.
Kmart.
And shout outs to Sincere, man. He's a dope MC. You should guys go check him out. He's also dabbling into acting as well.
Yeah, so you
did you guys see the commercial?
I saw it. What the fuck?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, fucking weird ass commercial.
Hey, fuck it. He got paid though.
Yes, he got paid.
I'm not gonna front. I'd have been doing that shit too.
How much you paying?
Right.
I'm with it too.
I actually saw that in Twitter the first time. They didn't show the full commercial, but they just showed her open like her jacket and doing the little pose, and then it just ended. I'm like, I didn't get it. And then now I finally seen the whole commercial. And I'm like,
it was like the girl from The Ring or some shit. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, hella Ring vibes. I was like, ooh. She
possessed the whole court. Hey. And the niggas in the window.
Get your money.
Watch from their room.
Hey, get your money, black man. Respect.
Get your money, black man. Yes. And that's what we got to say about
punking.
This.
He was punking everybody on the court.
Yeah, he was.
Moving up the court.
Yeah, he was. Yes.
He was.
Hella
man.
Bodied them.
Well, I want to say this though.
Until she came along.
Shout out to Sincere for the freestyle. Well,
yes, you know, he killed that.
Because he set the bar for a lot of you artists that's gonna come and be our
bro.
Yeah,
be our guest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hard act to follow. Hard act to follow. But man, if you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it,
we won't.
Because we do what we love and love what you do. Don't listen to Kmart.
We don't.
He's being a fucking hater right now.
Yeah. He's a has been like the stores. Blue light special.
My
not
ass.
So special anymore.
Target gang, bitch.
Target practice.
He look like he work at Walmart right now.
Niggas be like, K, what?
Who? Fuck the smiley face.
Who?
Fuck the smiley face.
You damn right, Snoop.
Wait, shout out to you though too, Marco. Yesterday you was talking big shit. I said I was caught off guard.
Yeah, you gotta do it, man. You gotta do it for the theatrics, man. I still mean it though.
The bar, dog.
He said, I still mean it. I said what I said.
I said what I said, motherfucker. Said what I said.
What'd you say again? Did you repeat what you said?
I said we're the best damn podcast in San Diego. But I first said that we were one of the best. And then I started feeling myself. And I said, we are the best.
We the best.
It was like
before, Nintendo Wii.
Before drinks and best. After drinks.
Smoke. Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
Oh my gosh.
Call me Mr. Chimney. Mary Poppins. Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney. Chim Chim Chiroo.
Oh god.
I'm your motherfucking conscious nigga. You call me Jiminy Cricket.
That's stupid.
Oh, anyway, man, if you're not being your motherfucking self, you know what I gotta say.
The jig is up.
Every out.
I'll clean your chimney for you.
It's not quite breaking news, but we damn near forgot about this. And as West Coast niggas, we couldn't pass this up. Hasbro. Oh, hold on, Kmart, are you there? Kmart, hold on.
It's the thing now? Is it the volume?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
You, why was his
nigga, you mute me, nigga?
He wasn't.
Are you serious?
He was
it started off red. Okay.
Nigga, no.
All right.
It's record on right now. You see the red light?
Oh, you hitting that red right there. So, yeah. Bring you down.
He's
right
breaking,
there.
Yeah.
You breaking.
Yeah.
Breaking. All right.
You're breaking up.
So wait. So okay, do the honors.
Do the honors, man, because we almost forgot.
Okay, so just a little input in there. So word on the streets is, well, actually it's official according to Rolling Stone. Hasbro, the toy company, makes My Little Pony,
Miss Potato Head,
G.I. Joe, Transformers, Power Rangers, all that good stuff. Has own Death Row Records.
Get the fuck out of here.
Can you imagine? He was like, you don't want no toys all in your video. Come to Hasbro Records, nigga.
So yeah, of course.
God damn, you would have never thought in a million years, Hasbro.
I want to take Suge Knight's head and put it in Zordon's tube.
Oh my gosh.
Power Rangers.
So
Transformers starring Tupac.
You know
how an East
rap?
Coast nigga turn into a West Coast nigga.
He's so dumb.
Within 1 year.
Yeah. So Hasbro, a massive toy company, that sources childhood classics like Mr. Potato Head, Monopoly, G.I. Joe, Transformers, My Little Pony, Power Rangers, and much, much more, announced on last Thursday that it'll be joining forces with Death Row Records.
Joining forces.
A label synonymous with West Coast gangster rap thanks to artists like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. So that's
fucking crazy.
That's so many memes are like,
yeah. Oh, the memes. No, they're coming. Like, they're already on Twitter right now.
Death Row collectible toys?
Possibly.
Are you going to see him on Comic-Con? Like looking like real life-like and shit?
It's possible. I mean, hell, if it's a Tupac Mr. Potato Head, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
stupid.
You know, it's possible.
The, like the thug life right there. You
got
put
right.
On the
he got the bandana
with the
on top of that stuff with the top hat.
His top hat.
Yo, that's crazy.
You know what, too? They could also make a Monopoly game, too, man. So.
I mean, they have the Monopoly, like the like Compton, San Diego. I don't know if you've seen that
But
one
they got
yet.
Death Row but Records.
Now, oh, nigga, you landed on corrupt, nigga. Give me my money.
I'm calling out names.
Damn. The streets is a mother. Hey, I'm trying to figure out who the fuck gonna be part placing Boardwalk.
That's stupid.
Damn, that's crazy.
Shook money.
Yo, Shook money.
Yeah. All right, man. We just wanted to share that news, man. We out, man. Anything else? We gonna close it out?
I'm looking for the Tupac edition of Snoop and Tupac, the Gangsta's Party. Action figures.
I just want Mrs. Potato Head to be Lady of French. And on that note.